the Safeway is, if you travel east down that corridor, that's within annexation area for the city, that's within the urban growth area. That's where our city currently serves at a low density residential, so we would not be allowed to serve that at a high density residential. The same is true down Maloney Grove Avenue. That's a long stretch of road, and there's some very large vacant parcels, 20 acres, 40 acres, 60 acres, lots of potential for single family residential zoning that's either R4 or R2 zoning right now. And so we would not be, we would continue to serve those areas of low density, but not high density. So that's area A. We would be, it'd still be in the city's water service area, but we would not be prioritizing those parcels for dense growth. Instead, we'd be allowing, we would be supplying water for commercial projects such as Alpine Crossing or other parcels along North Bend Way that are within city limits. So that's area B that we would be moving water supply from area A over to area B. Does that make sense?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I see. Yeah. Anyone?
To add on to Ms. Miller's question, can you describe what Alpine Crossing is?
Sure. Alpine Crossing is located at the confluence of Snoqualmie Valley Trail and Tanner Trail. It also abuts I-90. There are seven parcels there, totaling about 30 or 40 acres. Access would be from North Bend Way and from Southeast 136th Street. That connects to 436th Avenue, which is one of the main arterials coming into the city. That's at exit 32. There's a roundabout being built at 136th and 436th that would provide, so this roundabout would provide access to the new multifamily apartment complex that's being built right now called River Run, and ultimately to commercial mixed use project of Alpine Crossing. I've heard potential tenants as a PCC, I've heard Trader Joe's, I've heard a beer tavern hall, I've heard mixed use, whether it be commercial on the first floor and multifamily residential on the second floor. I think the water supply request was about 600 ERUs, so it's pretty significant. But it was about a 75% commercial, 25% residential mix. That's the site plan that has been provided to us from the architect that represents the property owner. And could it change? Well, certainly it could change. The project could change, but that would go through the Planning Commission. That will go, we need to get a permit from the city to move forward. It will have to be consistent with city zoning, or there would need to be a development agreement that would go to Planning Commission and ultimately City Council. So I don't have an exact master site plan. I've just seen some pretty detailed site plans of what could happen on that property. Answer that, your question?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr.
Sorry, your conversation was good and it struck up another question. And I don't know who would be best to answer this, but assuming we pass this tonight, and then an agreement is struck after this gets approved, what would be our next course of action with this contract insofar as, since we wouldn't be seeing this or reviewing this if we had an agreement in place, is there something in the term where we would get out of that contract with Grant Osborne, or what would be the next steps after this pass and hypothetically we strike an agreement with Salah for that?
Yeah, that's an easier question for me. So that I would just get on the phone the next day with Grant Osborne and say, hey, contract's terminated, send me your invoice, no more billing, please, we're done. We've got a water supply agreement with Salah, we're moving on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Wallenbeck, you're on.
Thank you, Your Honor. Motion to approve AB 23-018. Authorized.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wallenbeck. I'm going to pull you back. I got too anxious there. We need to move to public comment first.
Okay.
Thank you. If there is anyone from the public, either here in chambers or online, that wishes to speak on this agenda item, we'll invite your to do so at this time. You have up to 3 minutes, starting again with your name and address for the record. Mr. Morrissey, I see your name.
I don't know how I can resist. Mr. Rigas, this makes it so easy to want to comment. Marcus Morrissey, 12629 468th Avenue, Southeast, Northbend, Washington. For the record, Mr. Rigas just said you're going to take your ability to serve single-family houses in Area A. So you're supposed to have to grow under the UGA. That's our requirement, our mandate, to give the water to commercial properties, Alpine Crossing, and a National Guard Readiness Center. Okay, so you hear that. This commercial development at the expense of residential growth that you have talked about needing to do under your UGA and GMA. So I want to be clear in the record, you're going to get around your mitigation requirements by taking water away from the ability to grow in Area A, residential houses, to serve developers and to make them money. So just be clear on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else here in chambers? Seeing none, do we have anyone online?
Nobody online.
And no one online. Thank you. Now, Mr. Loudenbeck, I'll turn it over to you.
I don't know. Okay. Motion to approve AB 23-018, authorizing a contract with GNO for a water system plan amendment in the amount of $23,820 in a form and content approved by the city attorney.
Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Loudenbeck, would you please speak to your motion?
I thought Mr. Rigas was very clear about the intent of the bill, and I would recommend it do pass.
Thank you. Ms. Miller, you were the second. Anything to add?
I'll be very brief. Thank you so much. I think also, Mark, that you were very clarifying. I appreciate the information that you bestowed upon us and the public as well. So I hope that we can look forward and guide us healthy going into the future, because our options are not very many otherwise.
Good. Looking this way. Comments? Okay, Mr. Rosen, are you sure?
Yes, absolutely. About 6 o'clock tonight, I believe we received a letter or proposal from Salal. I hadn't had a chance to look at it. I don't know if any of us have, but that's an incredible amount of progress that we haven't had in, I don't know, almost 15 years. We seem to be making great strides here in our negotiations. And I'm just baffled by why we're doing this tonight. This seems antagonistic and a massive overreach. Salal's territory has been assigned to them by the state of Washington. They have a duly elected board. We may not like some of the things they do, but we don't have a right to take over their land. Simply put, if they cannot service that area, I understand that and would support us doing what we need to do to protect the citizens of North Bend and provide them water. But it appears that they are working in good faith with us right now to try to solve that issue that is presenting both Salal and North Bend quite a bit of problems as far as development. So I'm really just baffled why we're doing this tonight. We are so close. There is no need to do this at this time. And we need to also respect Salal, that there are an elected board with their own boundaries set aside by the state of Washington. We have no right to their lands or their territories unless they cannot service them. And they appear to be attempting to do that. As I said tonight, we received a proposal that hopefully solves this. So I, once again, baffled.
Thank you, Mr. Grossman. And I will comment to that. We did, as you know, very shortly before the meeting started, I received an email from Salal with an attached proposed draft contract. That is why I'm saying I'm very hopeful. On the other hand, we've probably traded, just in my time in office, a dozen or more draft contracts. And I think stretching back over the 14 years, it would be many times that. And so we've not had any opportunity, of course, to evaluate it. I am hopeful that we're making progress that we're hoping to make, but the prudent thing to do is to keep everything moving forward, is what I was sharing with you, and that's why I'm not baffled.
Okay, so, and I just, in the ordinance here, it says, whereas due to Salau's own action, the city council has no basis to reasonably believe that Salau will be able to cure its inability to provide water service to its commercial other properties. I don't know how that is reflective of what we've seen tonight in their proposal to us. I think it's reasonable to think that they may be able to provide that water. And that's, I'm reading that right out of the bill.
Appreciate your opinion. Anyone else? Mr. Elwood.
I appreciate your point of view, both of you. Where I'm struggling is, and I understand and respect that there have been other contracts in the past, but as far as I've seen since my tenure here, this is the first big step towards an agreement. It's in my inbox right now. And so I'm struggling to understand with this agenda item and the one that follows why it's prudent to push them forward tonight, having not reviewed the agreement. I would like legal counsel to weigh in, but that's where I'm struggling. Is I get both your points, but at the same time I feel like we're crossing the finish line, at least for the very first time since I've been here, and I just worry that these two actions, and I know we're talking about this one right here, may not be perceived as the City of North Bend still moving forward in good faith. That's my concern.
Thank you. Yes.
Is it possible to make a motion to delay tonight's vote until the next City Council meeting where we will have more good faith from the email we received at 6 p.m. tonight moving forward?
You can certainly make that motion.
I motion to delay tonight's vote until the next City Council meeting. Can I get a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Do you need to say anything more about it?
I just think we got this email at 6 p.m. tonight, and if they are moving forward in a good faith effort, we should respect that and look into it and give them our due diligence.
Thank you. Mr. Dawson.
All very interesting. I have no idea what's in my inbox. It sure as heck can't be expected to make a decision here today because someone sent me an email an hour ago, that's for sure. This agenda had to be out 24 hours ago, period, full stop for the public. It was, and I presume I have no idea what's in the mind of Salau and the board over there thinking, that's not my job, I don't care. You know, I don't, there's no facts and evidence that suggest to me moving forward to this tonight is in any way a bad idea. It's in the interest of the city. There's lots of things that have happened that have gotten me into this here. I'm a little bit of belief based on what I'm hearing about what might be in my inbox, that it's something that is a proposal that's been back and forth and go back and forth again, and at some point, I presume, would need to get voted on by the Salau board, which my understanding is sort of been a sticking point in the past. And there's nothing, because there's something in my inbox that suggests that an affirmative vote on the part of that board is in any way to be anticipated. And if it is, great. My goodness, we would have a party and rain down balloons in this place. But until that happens, I'm not going to change anything in this given. If they want to take offense or somehow think that somehow that's an act of bad faith for this to go forward tonight, when it was on the agenda prior to their sending of an email, I will be voting not to table this and in support should it come up for a vote this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. First, we'll take up the motion to move this agenda item to the next council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I heard one, two, three, four. Motion carries. This item is now put into council agenda packet for the next council meeting. Thank you. Next item on our agenda tonight is number 11, AB 23-019. This is a motion authorizing a contract with Grapolis for appraisal services. Mr. Regas.
Thank you, Your Honor. Page 89 in your packet. And this company I've interviewed twice. I'm very impressed with this company. Approximately 6 months ago, the city made an offer to purchase Saline Water Association, but of course, we all know there was no price associated with it. We have done some appraisal work, which we've appraised the land and Saline's new headquarter building. We have that information. What I don't have, what the city does not have at this time, is an appraiser on the utility itself. So. That can include loans, that can include liabilities, assets, all sorts of different components that are part of the equation of valuing any business when you're wanting to purchase it. So this company, I've interviewed several companies, and they can turn this around in about 45 days or so, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Council, do you have any clarifying questions before we move to public comment? Mr. Albert.
Just the same too that I asked before, if we have an agreement, would this be moving forward? And then the second one is, if we do pass this tonight, what is the out? Should an agreement be acceptably reached?
So if we had our water supply agreement, the answer is the same. We would not be moving forward with this because there would be no need to purchase the Saline Water Association. Taking the opportunity is the next day terminating the contract. We pay for services rendered to that point, and we would not owe any more money.
Thank you. Any other questions? If you're a member of the public here in chambers or online and wish to speak on this agenda item, please move forward or indicate so in the chat box online, and we'll call upon you. Seeing no one in chambers, do we have anyone online?
No one online.
Thank you. I believe Mr. Lautenbach will come through your committee again.
Sure. Okay. Motion to approve AB 23-019, authorizing professional services contract with Raftellus in an amount not to exceed $16,000 in a form content approved by the city attorney.
Do you have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Mr. Lautenbach.
What? I got nothing.
Thank you. Ms. Miller?
That feels prudent to go forward this way. Thank you.
Thank you. Council? Mr. Rosen?
Yeah, pretty much the same argument. I don't think there's anything pressing on this. Let's wait and see what that proposal from the Saline Board, which I believe they did actually vote on, if I read the email correctly. I think, if Mr. Regas, if I heard you correctly, we're fine on water with mitigation and everything else, so there's nothing that we need to rush on. So let's give these folks a chance to put forth their best foot, and let's see if we can come up with an agreement and not antagonize our partner.
So that was not a motion. Are you making a motion?
I'm making a motion.
Thank you.
Speaking to you.
Is there any other comments? All right. Motion before you is to approve AB 23-019, authorizing a professional services contract with Raffles in an amount not to exceed $16,000 in a form and content approved by the city attorney. All in favor say aye.
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 those opposed?
Nay.
I caught that correctly. I had it 4-3. When the motion passes. Voting against was, I believe, Mr. Rosen, Mr. Elwood, and Mr. Goff. Thank you. Next item on our agenda is item number 12, AB-23-012020. Motion authorizing the First Amendment to the GNM contract regarding the Meadowbrook unit. Mr. Rios.
Thank you. I'm going to pass the baton here to Tom Moore.
Mr. Moore, good to have you here with us this evening.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As he said, this is the motion authorizing amendment number one to the contract with Grand Island Flooring for the Meadowbrook sewer unit design contract that was approved last September. This amendment would include design work of a new water main from Bulge Avenue West, about 1,500 feet to the end of Northwest 14th Street, including fire hydrants and new water service steps. It would also include reconstruction of Northwest 14th Street from Bendigo, about 1,000 feet west to the dead end of Northwest 14th Street there. It would include storm drainage, conveyance, and collection infrastructure as well. The roadway section would look really similar to what's out there on Northwest 14th, adjacent to Compass and the welding shop right now. The amendment amount would be not to exceed $98,900, and this would be paid for with a combination of transportation benefit district, TIF funds, and water capital. And there would be a common agreement that would be put in place after construction of this, which would go along with the sewer unit. To set fees for any property owners in the future that want to connect to those water main. So to be clear, these costs would not be part of the sewer assessment to these property owners. They would be city funds paid for this work, and we have no bill set up, to be clear with that. So in an effort to take advantage of the economy of scale of this large sewer project, and also just remove that ongoing maintenance problem we have out there on Northwest 14th Street. We have a lot of complaints out there from the citizens that live along that roadway. And also to provide much needed fire flow out there on Northwest 14th Street, just that safety factor out there. Staff's recommendation to move forward with this contract. Any questions? I'm happy to answer.
Council, clarifying questions, Ms. Coleman?
What are the complaints from the citizens on 14th Street?
Northwest 14th Street is a cobble of coal patch, hot mix, dirt. Very hard to maintain. This time of year, we can't do anything out there with just all the puddles and stuff. It's spring, we get out there once everything dries up, and we'll grade it and add rock, and it lasts for until the rain comes again. That's the biggest complaint out there right now.
Potholes?
Potholes, it's a nightmare room up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else? We'll move to public comment. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak on this agenda item? Please move forward to the podium. Seeing none, do we have anyone online?
No one online.
No one online. With that, Mr. Lautenbeck.
Thank you, Your Honor. Motion to approve AB-23-20, authorizing amendment number one to the contract for GNO for the Meadowbrook Sewer ULID project in a form and content approved by the city attorney in amount not to exceed $98,900.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Lautenbeck, aimed at.
It's a vital project. I think we all realize the scope of what we were getting into. I think the end result is going to be fantastic, and it's going to be a great benefit to the city, so I'd recommend that you pass.
Ross, well put. I do recommend it will pass. I think there's potential for people on 14th to actually, if they wanted to be part of water, they're having it right there. It's accessible to them. So. Going forward, you have to think about the future at all times, right? So this is an opportunity. So I think this is a good fit. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none. Motion before you is to approve AB-23-020, authorizing amendment number one to the contract with GNO for the Meadowbrook Sewer ULID project in a form and content approved by the city attorney in an amount not to exceed $98,900. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries and it is unanimous. In council with the earlier action tonight to table item number 13, we have reached the end of the introductions for the evening and we'll move on to mayor, council, and administrative concerns and initiatives. I believe I started with Mr. Gotthelf last time, so I'm going to start with Mr. Ron Magister.
Thank you, Your Honor. I have neither concerns nor initiatives. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenblatt.
I just want to wish our citizen, Bert Mann, a happy 100th birthday. Quite the accomplishment. Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Johnson.
I just want to acknowledge the ongoing efforts on behalf of the city staff to clean up from the storms, unprecedented storms that went through and fall down trees. And not every day, it's been very impressive to me the amount of biomass that's been removed from the streets, and I know it is not over and it's ongoing, including on this property right here that you finally got around to picking up your branches. I appreciate you didn't come here first. You were wise enough to go out and address other properties throughout the city. I am so glad also that you did come back to this one and revisit it and spruce it up because it's a beautiful piece of property. So thanks for all your ongoing efforts.
Thank you, Your Honor. I will echo Mr. Johnson's words about the cleanup and the efforts that's going on. It's Herculean, I think is the right way to say it, so well done staff on that front. I'd also like to just put a pitch out to Valley Center Stage. The production of IMU is going on right now. It opened last weekend and it's been receiving some really good feedback locally on Facebook and Nextdoor, I think, and so forth. So it's an interesting play. Please come out and check it out. Support the arts in the valley. Thank you.
Ms. Miller.
And Brendan, I'm going to be going there on Sunday with some friends, so I can't wait. Yes, Bert Mann is 100 years old today, which is a fabulous thing to celebrate. If you haven't met him, or if you've never heard of him, there is a lovely video out there right now by my friend Brian Davis and citizens from North Bend, from the city here, myself, many people were able to give a shout out to this lovely, humble, and very inspiring gentleman. And when I say gentle, I mean that sincerely. So it was an ugly day out there for rain, but it was wonderful to drive by and see the bench that is hallmark to him. And it was loaded with balloons and people walking by, despite the Mother Nature's way of just doing a downpour. And it wasn't tears that were falling, it was tears of joy. I'll go with that. So, wonderful Bert Mann. He's truly a big blessing. He was Citizen of the Year 2019, I believe. Is that correct? Accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, if you haven't met him, reach out to him. He's just darling. And everybody else, have a great day out there and a great week. I'll also add the Public Works again. You've been working hard throughout the last month and a half of really ridiculous weather. We've had lots of wind, and everywhere around you see trash, you see all that. But our folks at Public Works are making every effort to clean it up. It does take time, so I really reach out to the community to have some little patience if you don't mind, and we're getting it done. And we want this town to be beautiful at all times, and it does take effort. So thank you. Have a great day, and have a great week.
Thank you, Mr. Scott.
I do want to commend the staff for all the cleanup and also commend them for the yard waste recycling for all of us that had quite a bit more material that would fit in our yard waste. I came here and unfortunately I was 5 minutes late, but they did let me in. The amount of material that I saw in there that these guys did in 4 cars really is a true testament to their efforts. And do appreciate all your efforts and did a good job. Great.
Thank you. Ms. Cole.
I have nothing interesting to say, but the days are getting longer and I'm excited for spring. So, yay.
That's pretty good. Mr. Miller, any administration?
Last night we had our first Citizens Academy
presentation, and all 15 members were here. Our new planning commissioner was present at that event, and I thought it went very well. We have a chance to watch the video. The history lesson was amazing. It was a very good history lesson, and now I know who Taylor and all those names belong to and what they look like. So it was very well attended. I think people were very interested. We got a lot of interaction. The mayor had asked people how long they had been in the community, and believe it or not, 10 of them had only been here for a year and a half out of the 15. So it's the new people here that are extremely interested in getting engaged. And we had a great question and answer period at the end of it. And they're very engaged. They're going to have a lot of fun. They will be coming back to you in March for their certificates and for congratulations on finishing the classes. They've got another 5 or 6 more to go. But I thought it was a great event. Mayor did a great job. I made mine short and sweet, but I loved the history lesson. It was great.
It was a tremendous amount of fun. I had warned staff up front that the worst thing they could do would be to offer you the stage first, so you can imagine how that went for the rest of the presenters. I didn't know it was being recorded. My apologies, Captain. Just saying. I'll like the good shout out and the wishes to Bert Mann on his birthday. A fantastic individual, and I'll leave it at that. The great things were said previous. The city is asking the public to participate in a short survey on the Housing Action Plan, which will help shape the future of housing in North Bend. The survey is available on the news section of the city website. Following the survey, the city invites the public to participate in a Housing Action Plan open house on Wednesday, March 1st from 5:30 to 6:30 at City Hall. King County Conservation District is holding its annual board supervisor election from January 24th through February 14th. So we're running out of time if you've not participated. Like the last 3 years, King County Conservation election will primarily rely on electronic ballot access. Voters may return ballots electronically through the online ballot access system or reach out to KCD for assistance. For more information about the King Conservation District and how to vote, please visit the news section of the city website. Also available on the news section is helpful tips for the public to help protect theft-prone vehicles and reduce the risk of becoming a victim of theft. And I do encourage you to check that out. We've had quite an uptick here in the Valley over the last few months. Council, as a reminder, we'll be holding a special council work study this coming Tuesday, February 14th, here at City Hall at 7 p.m. And with that, we're going to move into executive session to discuss collective bargaining pursuant to RCW 42.30.1404 and potential litigation pursuant to RCW 42.30.110(1)(i). We expect to be in session for about 30 minutes. No action will come out of that. So with that, we will end recording and the meeting. Thank you very much, everyone.